Gas. Russia and Syria have announced they will create a humanitarian window for Aleppo on Thursday. Starting from 8 o'clock in the morning, local time, both Russia and Syria will halt all military activity in the area. Medical staff will have access to help the sick and injured, and both civilians and militants will be able to leave eastern Aleppo via two exit routes. And Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, described potential options available for the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra militants as well.
We cannot declare Nusra people honorary citizens of eastern Aleppo or honorary citizens of Aleppo. Something needs to be done about them. One way to deal with them is for the moderate fighters to tell them to go, because they outnumber Nusra quite considerably. Another way for them is to leave city with the arrangements which were proposed by Stefan de Mistura. Or a way must be found to defeat them. They cannot simply be allowed to stay there, making the life of civilians miserable, as they have been doing for such a long time.
And while extremists continue to terrorize eastern Aleppo, government-held areas of the city are also continuously shelled from there, killing and wounding civilians and children. Murad Gazdiev shares some of his most tragic stories.